Today in the Life of the Branch, how to overcome obstacles. Welcome to August 2025. Christ leads us to thrive in August here at the Branch. Claim Him now as your Savior and Lord. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here at the Branch. Reds Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on to Reds Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter and you'll see the church. Please stop and come on in and praise God together with us. Here at the Branch, we're excited about Bible study each Sunday morning at 9:45. And after that, we gather in our worship center and thriving praise and worship music and preaching every single Sunday at 10:30 a.m. here at the worship center. On Wednesday night, we have our praise, prayer, and Bible study time, along with some music. Along with that, we'd love to have you on Wednesday night to make your midweek a place to thrive into the rest of your week and recharge your faith. Once again, welcome to the webcast today, and may God bless you the entire month of August 2025 as you thrive in Christ this month. Let's pray. Father in heaven, when we call on you in trouble, you will rescue us. And when you rescue us, Father, help us not be complacent in our rescue. When we see the plank in the ocean coming by, may we not just ignore it, but may we grab on and get on it. When the helicopter comes over our heads and to pick us up from a flood, may we not wait for something better, may we get on it. Father, the obstacles of life are overwhelming from time to time. Father, sometimes they take away our hope. Perhaps they take away our health. Father, maybe we're in a financial strait now. But God, your unfailing love can overcome anything in our lives. You are God forever and ever, and you will guide us until we die. And Father, when we find ourselves distressed, help us remember that you are our refuge and strength. Help us understand that there's a river of joy in our hearts and lives. Thank you, God, that you've given this river of joy through the precious birth of your Son Jesus, through the precious sacrifice of Him who has overcome all the obstacles in our life. And it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Today we look at the obstacles in Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6 is a battle story. It is a narrative of great pomp and circumstance that yielded a marvelous victory. And when I say pomp and circumstance, that's what it was. It was a trust in God to use the actions of human beings to create an opening for the future of Israel to move into the promised land as they crossed the Jordan River last week. We saw the stones being placed of promise and in the celebrations, and I'm sure the people of Jericho had heard that they were coming. And I'm even sure they had spies out there looking at this celebration to see what they were up against. Because like sometimes people know, we're next in the battle. And as we see this obstacle of Jericho, we know that God's children were fixing to encounter a formidable force. Anytime you had a multiple walled city, as Jericho was, you have a problem because the children of Israel were warriors, but they'd been fatigued by loss of friends and family over the 40 years of wandering. And I'm sure they had to get their fighting strength back. But God wasn't expecting them to go at it and butt their heads against the wall. He used a pomp and circumstance approach as they marched around the walls of Jericho. Let's get into it. Dive in here. And the people of God had to decide whether they would continue their journey to where God wanted them. Would they move forward in spite of the obstacles they faced? Or would they retreat into the safety of that Jordan River fertile valley? We each arrive at a crossroads in our spiritual walk. God does not place us on the planet without a purpose. Sometimes people will, at offices, I mean, I was at a dental office the other day, and they asked me how I was doing, and all of a sudden I put my fingers to my wrist and my carotid, and, oh, I got a pulse. I got a purpose. I got a pulse. I got a purpose. That kind of one of my sayings there. And it's so right that if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. God has a divine design for each of us. But as we seek to follow his directions, difficulties confront us. Say, no way. Yes, difficulties come in front of us. And Joshua teaches us how to overcome the obstacles that would keep us from following the will of God for our lives. Man, I'm interested in this now. I want to find out how I can overcome. Well, first of all, we overcome obstacles through communication. Now, we look at Joshua 6, 1 and 2. We see this. Now, Jericho was tightly shut because the sons of Israel, no one went out or in, no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, I'm verse 2, chapter 6, see, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and the valiant warriors. God had sent Jericho a message through the presence of Israel, his people, that they were defenseless, because where were their valiant warriors? They were locked up tight in the walls of Jericho. They were ready for urban battle. You know, it's one of the strategic things about attacking a fortification is, and we learned this not long ago in the stealth bombing of Iran's nuclear plant, the Israelis took out all the air defense systems and the B-2s, they just went on in there. Of course, they got their own capability, and they just bombed them. Why? Nobody was hurt, nobody scratched, nobody's injured, planes all got back safely. But they took out the defenses. See, God did that back then in Jericho. He took out their defenses by locking them down, man. They locked them down inside that room, inside the gate. Tightly shut it was. See, I have delivered you. I have delivered you them into your hands. The major obstacle facing Joshua and his people, Israel, and what's Jericho. If they could not conquer this city, then all hope for the Israelites was gone. How would they reach this city? How would they scale the walls? Joshua had a God who communicated with him. Verse 2 reads what I've just read. Then that communication with Joshua was, listen, see, I have delivered them. All the fighting men were there. And then he provided a plan. Verses 2 through 5. Whatever your obstacle, God is willing to cross it with you. He is committed to communicating with you and his people and providing strength, comfort, and hope. If you are up against a wall and want to know how to deal with it, don't try to overcome it under your own strength. Commit it and commune to God and find what he wants you to do, what his action plan is, rather than your last resort. Many times, people will come to me for spiritual guidance after the fact. When they have a health crisis, they come after the fact. When they have a financial crisis, they come after the fact. When they have a relationship crisis, they come after the fact. Counselors all over the place are having to listen to the pieces of people's lives as they have left God out of their lives. Well, by people leaving God out of their lives, you see this in our church attendance. The average median church size in the Southern Baptist Convention is 60 to 65 people. That's what they're attending on Sunday morning, 60 to 65 people. That's it. And, of course, their membership's 300, 500, or so. So we have in that the difficulties of lack of communication. Have you ever heard that phrase? We have a lack of communication. It happens all the time in Washington. The action plan of God is our first plan of action. We defeat difficulties through compliance. Verses 6 and 7 of Joshua 6 says, "So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord, and have seven priests carry trumpets in front of it.' And he ordered the people, 'Advance, march around the city with armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord.' In the face of such a great obstacle, Joshua complied with the plan of God. Though he may not have been completely understood, he may not have completely understood the plan or its significance, he followed God. Joshua moved the people into action." Here's where the band begins. Oh man, they went around this walled city, marching around, full of just, oh man, it must have been pageantry. It must have been in step. They must have, just the sounding of the shoes hitting the ground must have meant something to the Jericho people, and they would face this number of days. So in face of such a great obstacle, Joshua complied with God's plan, and he didn't fully understand it, but he moved the people forward. If you're not moving forward, then you're being left behind. God could use a man like Joshua because he was a man of faith and a man of obedience. He simply followed as God instructed him, and the people followed. God's instruction to the people of Israel to carry the trumpets with the Ark of Covenant. The Lord, following the 6 days, they were not to speak, verses 8 to 10. On the seventh day, they were to follow this routine with one addition. Now, for 6 days, they've been going around the city of Jericho, the walled city, and they had been marching around. They were to shout on the seventh in the glory of God because the city had been delivered to them, verse 16. What an act of faith. You know, they've been going around, and I don't know where people were peeking out the wall fortresses or not, or maybe they were laughing at them. Could be. Oh, they were laughing at them. Maybe they were trying to throw a stone every once in a while at them, but we don't know that for a fact. But the act of faith, it was for Joshua and the people to march around the city. No previous, and I dare say subsequently, battle has ever been won in such a manner. Yet around the city they marched as it was an act of faith and an act of obedience. Their obedience to God's produced wonders. We read about the negative spirit, discouragement, or disbelief as they marched circle after circle around the city. I'm sure they could see seemingly impossibility of the situation, yet they walked. Obedience is the key. They walked. Obedience is the key. Compliance is the key, and moving of God's mighty hand in our lives. We must be obedient, compliant. Many today pride themselves on living within reason, but God called his people to live by faith. Great people, great scientists, great mathematicians have lived by reason, but us who are God's people are called to live by faith. We are to walk in faith and obedience to his direction and leadership in our lives. Impossibilities become possibilities through confidence. Verses 20 through 21, we read this. "And so the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets. And when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout. And the wall fell so down flat, so that all the people went into the city, every man straight ahead, and they took the city. They utterly destroyed everything in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and donkey with the edge of the sword. So the valiant men fell because they weren't ready for the battle." So here they destroyed everything inside. They destroyed all the cattle, sheep, and donkeys along with everything else. It was an uncommon common sense to believe that God could make the impossible possible. Yet in the end, the walls fell. You see, the walls were not there, the problem. They never were, and they never are. We people are the problem. We always are. God has the power to do as He chooses. But He desires that we act in obedient faith. When we do, He takes care of the walls in our life. Hebrews 11:30 reminds us, by faith the walls of Jericho fell. After that, the people had marched around for 7 days. Joshua said to the people of God, demonstrated deep confidence of the power of God. Do you, my friend, have that confidence in the power of God? If you don't know Jesus Christ is your Savior, you may be struggling with confidence this morning. You may be struggling with the hope and strength needed to overcome the obstacles you're facing. Salvation is one start, is the only start in the way to start the overcoming. If you haven't accepted Christ as Savior, would you do that today? Dear Lord Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Savior and Lord. If you prayed this prayer in Jesus' name, we want to be the first to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to know of your wonderful decision. Could you go to redsbranch.org? And on the landing page there, fill out the form recording your decision. You could also, my friend, rededicate your life to Christ. Or perhaps join the great work here in the area of Aiken, South Carolina. We'd love to hear from you by sending us a praise or prayer request by email at redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Once again, that email address is redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Perhaps you'd like to send it another way through the mail. You can mail us at Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Once again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Goodbye for now. Until next time we meet, when we again delve into Joshua, and the title will be What Happens When We Fail. What happens when we fail? Hope to see you and hear next time.
Thank you for listening.